Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. Is this easier for you? Is this more clear?
Yep.
Is this phone call better for you? Okay. So we have two options of book covers, and I like them. We like them both. There is one that we like more than the other. So I don't see how to recognize them. I mean, I don't see an A and B. So I don't know how I can tell you which one.
Off the book covers, the one says 01. The other one is 02.
Okay. Now I'm the one who cannot understand you. Let me see. Which one says
what?
At
the bottom, and one has your name in the middle.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. The one that has a name at the top, give me a second. The one that has the name of the author in the bottom, that one, we do not want the writing like that.
All right.
Okay, so we don't want that one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get rid of that one.
All right.
We want the other one. However, on both, my name is not written correctly. So can you open it and see how?
Yeah, I can see there's a spelling mistake. That will be corrected. That's
yes.
Not that you live here.
Immediately, because to see my name written like a part of the body, that's really something that I hope that it doesn't happen ever again.
I'm really sorry about that. Yeah, it will be corrected. No worries. Besides this,
yeah,
do you have any? Are there any other revisions or changes you want to have?
Yes. Here's the next thing. So, on that, what we want is life comes as the wind blows. On that one, we would like the name of the author, Livier Guadalupe, the same size, but Daniel Thompson, the PhD, just with those same words, but written the size of width.
All right, so you want it in the same line.
The same size, not the same line, the same size. So we want it smaller.
So you want Daniel
the size
Thompson
of the
smaller?
Smaller, the size of width. Second change, so actually third. First change, Livier. Second change, Daniel Thompson, PhD, is going to be the size of width. Third change, it's going to be, now listen to this, please. I said, we're saying that we like the setting of the book, the cover, with this writing, right? However, we like it with this writing of this cover. However, we did like having Livier and Daniel in the bottom, centered in the bottom.
Just like the, just like the other cover?
Exactly, like the other cover.
All right, and the text
and
between?
And a multicultural memoir up on top by the trees.
Just like it was in the other one.
Exactly, please.
Got it.
Therefore, the names, Livier and Daniel, and the word with are going to be
at the
white
bottom.
Also. Yes, at the bottom, and with a clear color.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, so that was the change that we would like to see. on the cover of the book.
Got
then, going into what was edited, which was up to page 60, we begin with Dr. Curley's foreword. So I spoke with the neurologist,
mm-hmm.
and he approved the changes, and I shared them with him, and he said that was approved. Then I spoke with the professor, and if we go to his, what he wrote, it is incomplete. So I am just wondering what happened with why Isabella didn't, I'm just wondering what happened with what the professor wrote. It's not all there. So is there any reason or any other place where I can find what the professor wrote? Introduction. No, my introduction is complete, but the preface is not complete. Are you with me here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So if you go to preface, when Livier Guadalupe mentioned to me, etc., it goes up to 2018, more than 20 million Americans above the age of 12 had some type of, and then it goes to table of contents. So where's the rest of the preface?
Just give me a minute here. Olivier, can you please tell me again which paragraph are you talking about, because I'm unable to see it.
Okay, so we do you want to start from the very beginning? We go to acknowledgement. Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Just give me a minute.
No, but are you in acknowledgement?
No, I'm not. Just a minute. Let me open
just
it up.
Just tell me where you're at.
Just give me a moment, please. All right, so yeah, now I'm in the acknowledgement section.
Okay, acknowledgement, let's see. So we go to acknowledgement, and that's what I wrote. And there we go down, and all the corrections that were made of the acknowledgements, I'm fine with them. And then we go to introduction, and I'm fine with that. Then we go to preface.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Are you in preface?
Yep, I am.
Okay. There, it's not complete.
Yep, I can see it here. 12 had some type of...
To be a human.
Yeah, it's missing here.
Yes, I don't know where the rest of it is.
All right, I've allowed the team to complete it. And beside this, are there any other opinions?
So, oh, yeah, there's a lot of things to say here. Okay, so you got that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're with me there?
I'm here.
Okay, so that's the first note, okay? So next note. You go to page... you go to chapter 1, birth story, okay? There, it says my grandmother, Abuelita Livier, and then we are capitalizing all the words that are Abuelita. The word Abuelita, which means grandmother, I am okay if they do a capital A on all of them. However, it is wrong because Abuelita means grandmother.
Okay.
So, Abuelita Livier, if we put the title of capital A before the title as grandmother Livier, in English, if we say grandmother Mary, we do not capitalize the word G, grandmother, you see?
Got it.
So I would not capitalize the A's of Abuelita. So there it says, that looks so neat, Abuelita. And she capitalized my A there. So I would not capitalize Abuelita. So can you make a note of Abuelitas are not capitalized unless they are the beginning of a sentence?
Sure.
The next note would be, there is a line that says, gracias a ti, Linda. Linda is not a name.
Eric, can you please do me a favor? Is it possible for you to send all the revisions in writing? So it will be easy for me to share it with the team and get them all corrected.
Yes, I can do that. But I am telling you because I just want to make sure that it happens.
All right, sure.
Now, what I cannot do, because I just couldn't, is that I am receiving this and viewing all this document. So
no,
I do not
You can do the changes yourself. When you open up the document, at the top, at the very top, you will be seeing an option to enable editing. If you
can
check
I
it
do
right
that?
Now.
Can
you,
you
open the document right now?
Yes, I have it open. So then what do I do? It
Are
says viewing, and it says only viewing.
No, do you see a drop down at the top that says enable editing? Do you see at the very top? All right, let's do this. Can you close the file and reopen it?
Okay, I'll open it again. It's opening. It just opened and it says viewing. You can only view this document. You do not have permission to edit it.
All right, in that case, just give me a minute. Let me share the file with you again.
Okay. And that is why I didn't do the changes myself or the notes or anything.
Sorry, I'm not sure why the problem is occurring, but let me share it again so you can do the changes. Right, I have just shared with you the file again. Can you please check?
Okay, let me check the email again.
To edit it.
I'm refreshing the email. Steve Wilson. Let's see. Enable editing. Okay. Now let's enable editing. I see. It says that I have to save it in the cloud. So let me save it in the cloud first. Got it. Okay, so then I'll do that, and then I'll do the changes here, and then I'll send them to you, okay?
That would be great. That would be great.
Okay, and once I do that today, and I send them to you in an hour or so, what's the... When should I see more editing done?
After getting your feedback, it's going to take at least 3 to 4 business days for the next draft.
Okay. So, yeah, because I only got to page 60, right, is what was sent on Friday.
Chapters, I believe.
Okay. So I'll get more this week, I guess, right?
Yep.
Okay.
If you share feedback with me by today, so you most probably you will be getting the next draft by Thursday.
Okay. Okie dokie, so I'll send this back in a bit, okay? Thank you very much.
All right, perfect. And one more thing, Livier.
Yep.
You have the website here in the purple format. With your new picture, so I'm gonna I will be sharing the link with you, so you just review it, and or should I just give me a minute? Let me just share it right now and take your review of the call.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see. I was going to ask you something about what was it going to be about? The indent. Is there a reason why we didn't indent the book? All the drafts that we're working on left all the indents, and we had been indenting all the first paragraphs. Is there a reason?
Are you saying intent?
Yes, the indent. You know what I mean?
Nope, I'm sorry, I'm not getting you.
Do you know what an indent is?
Nope.
Indent is, you know, when you type tab and you skip like an inch, the spacing in a paragraph, in the first line.
Uh-huh.
We used to have an indent in the first paragraph.
Oh, all right. So you
and
want
then,
to, like, have a spacing in the first paragraph? That's what you mean?
I used to have an indent in the first paragraph I used to, and then I am seeing that there is no indent anymore on any paragraph, and I'm wondering why. So if you can ask, why did I lose all the indents?
I will ask the team about that, and can you please do me a favor and just write it down in the revisions?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that would be good. And okay. I've shared the link with you.
Okay, now I got the website now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the connection for this site is not secure. Refresh. It's not opening it.
What does it say?
It says that it's not a secure website, so it doesn't. My computer doesn't open it.
Can you please look at the bottom? There must be an option to proceed anyway, or something written like that. Is there any drop-down?
My computer is detecting problems. Let me see if my phone opens it. Let's see. No, it's not opening it. This happened before that it couldn't open the website that you guys were sending me.
All right, so let's do this. Can you please type on your computer on a new tab, my IP?
What do I do?
My
type what?
Yeah, open a new tab and type on the search bar, my IP address.
Okay. My IP. What does that mean, do you know? My IP.
Yeah, just type my IP or what's my IP, so you will be...
Okay. I see. Oh, okay. It says your public IP address, that? Okay, and then what do I do?
Do you see any number?
Yes.
What's written, it's your public IP address. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it came out, yeah. Should I give it to you?
Yeah, is this your public IP address?
It says your public IP address, yeah.
Yep, that's the number. Can you please share the number with me over the email? So the next time I will share the website link with you, it will... easily open up.
Oh, it's something very long. Should I email it to you?
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying. Just email it to me. Copy paste
okay.
it or just took a screenshot. Yes. Whatever is easy for you.
Yes, I'll email it to you. Got it. This is interesting. I've never done this. Okay. So I go reply and I put it here. Okay. And it's taking a very long time to paste. Is there a reason for that?
Nope. Are you sure you have copied just that specific number?
I am wondering because it's taking a long time, so I'll go back to check.
Sure. Or just take a screenshot, if that's easy.
That's another good idea. Copy. Okay. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning about this here. Copy. Okay. Okay, now it's sending it. Okay. Steve Wilson. Okay. Let's see if you got it. Did you get it?
Just a minute. Yep, I got it.
Okay.
All right, so I will share it with the web team to get it corrected, and I've also got the changes for the book cover, and you will be sharing the book changes, the manuscript changes with me in an hour or two.
Okay, deal. So I'll be in touch later on with that, and thank you very much.
All right, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.